Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, welcome to another of our live in-studio performances, the Soundcheck Podcast, as we call it. I'm John Schaefer. As usual, we are streaming live on Facebook. And today, we have in the studio a remarkable collaboration, the project called Junun. It is a collaboration between the Israeli musician and composer Shai Bensour and the Indian ensemble known as the Rajasthan Express. A few years ago, they got together, along with Johnny Greenwood from the band Radiohead, to record an album called Junun. And in fact, the ensemble is now touring around the States as Radiohead's opening act. Their songs are sung in Hebrew, Urdu, and Hindi, and they are a mix of musical languages as well, as you will now hear, as we hear Junun performing live in studio.
Thank you.
That is the band Junoon, live here in our studio in a song called Julus, which was written by Shai Bensour, who played the guitar and was one of the singers, along with Zakir Ali, who was also playing the harmonium, and Zaki Nizami, also singing. Amir Damami playing the trumpet, Hazmat playing the euphonium, the instrument that looks like a small tuba, with Nathu Lal Solanki getting that whole thing started on the Naraga drums, and Ajmeri Khan playing the dolak, which is the barrel-shaped drum, one of the many barrel-shaped drums of India. Shai, to you and the rest of the band, welcome to the studio today. Great to have you with us on Soundcheck.
Thank you. It's a pleasure and honor for us to come here.
So this music comes from many different traditions within South Asia and the Near East, and you know, you as a Western guitarist, you know, drawing on that tradition as well. How did you first get involved, living in Israel, with Indian music?
Well, I was a musician since I was a kid, and after high school, I guess, I've attended a concert of Indian music, and I was blown away, and I decided to go to India to study a bit about the musical culture of India, and I ended up spending most of my adult life there, still studying, as I always wish to do. And after living in India for so many years, I basically naturally my composing as being influenced by the musical tradition that surrounded me. So this is how these projects have started to evolve.
So it all started with one concert that you heard back home in Israel, right?
Somehow I could, yes.
Yeah. Say yes. Do you remember who it was?
Yeah, obviously. It was Pandit Hari Prasad Charosia,
the great flute player.
The best. And Ustad Zakir Hussain.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah. Zakir Hussain, the master tabla player. Yeah. Now, that's Indian classical music. But what you're doing here is very different. It seems to be drawing on, you know, there's this brass band tradition in South Asia, which is sort of a remnant of the British legacy used in weddings and things like that. Also, the sounds of Qawwali music, you know, the Sufi devotional music, which has a real kind of party dance rhythm to it. It seems like you may have gone to India for one thing, but you seem to have found a number of others.
Yeah, I mean, initially I went to India because I was very much inspired by Indian classical music, which is something that I study and practice even to this day. Although at some point I came across other genres of Indian music. When people talk about Indian music, they always think about something which is very homogenic. They think either about North Indian classical music or either on Bollywood pop.
Right.
But saying Indian music is almost saying like Western music. India is a subcontinent which has so many musical traditions that basically evolved throughout centuries, thousands of years actually, in different locations. So it can be divided, or you can define the musical traditions either by times or either by geographical regions.
Right.
So I was very much inspired by the Sufi tradition of music, Qawwali. I went... talking about was more than 20 years ago, I guess. But I went to Ajmer, where I came to know that there is the Sufi saint Khwaja Muinuddin Hassan Chishti, who has basically brought the Sufi message to India. And I knew that Sufis are the mystics of Islam.
Right.
Have a very special relation between the... Like the Sufis has a very special approach towards music, and music is one of the tools to elevate the soul, to connect with the divine. And I was very curious about that. But when I came there, basically that became one of the most essential things in my life. So I spent many years in Ajmer, where I met Ustad Zakir Ali and Ustad Zaki Nizami. They are basically the Kawals of the Ajmer Darga Sharif. Darga is the shrine, the holy shrine. And the Sufi music is usually being played in the shrines.
And for folks who haven't heard Cavalli music, it's drums, hand claps, the harmonium, and these kind of soaring vocals. We've had a lot of great performances in our studio over the years, but one of the most memorable for me was the great Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, the superstar of Cavalli music back in the 90s before he passed away. And it seems that there are some songs on this Junoon project that really have that Cavalli sound to them, including maybe the one you're going to do next.
The one we'll do next, I guess, is a bit, but not as much as some of the other compositions. So, yeah, I mean, also the lyrics, the poetry is in the project, in Junoon project. So some of them are Hebrew poetries that I've been writing, but the other poetries, especially the Urdu ones, are basically, they are been written by the Sufi saint of Ajmer. His name is Hazrat Nawab Khadim Hassan Gudri Shah Baba III. He's a contemporary saint. And
still alive?
No, he passed away in the late 60s.
Okay. Right.
But his poetry is being basically performed within different Qawwali groups. So this is where that core of the project has a lot of the Qawwali spirit of devotion and ecstasy. The Qawwali music is very ecstatic.
Right.
Then the other elements within the group and the Junoon project. So we have, as you mentioned, the brass bands. Brass is another tradition that actually migrated to India with the British Raj. The brass musicians are usually playing in different parades, in weddings, in funerals, also in some religious ceremonies, walking through the streets. I was very fascinated by that. And when I played to Johnny Greenwood, the Indian brass music, he was, Johnny and Nigel Godrich both were very, very thrilled with that. And they thought that that should be the sound of the Junoon album. So we got the brass music that usually is a completely different tradition.
Right.
And they never play with Qawwali. So it's something different. And then we have the Nagara drums of Natulal Solanki, who is Natuji. He could maybe, you know, a little bit tell about himself, but I'll just say shortly.
No, he's just pointing at you to keep going.
Okay. But Natuji comes from a tradition of Hindu musicians. He grew up in the Brahma Mandir, the temple of Brahma in Pushkar. Pushkar is one of the holiest sites for Hindus, like the Mecca of Hindus. And there is millions of temples in India, but for the god Brahma, there is only one temple, which is in Pushkar. And Natu's family has been playing the Nagara drums in this temple for the last 400 years.
Yeah.
So while we were conceptualizing the project, one of the things that we wanted to define, and Johnny is the music producer of the album. So one of the
Along
the guy
with Nigel, who is Radiohead's
And Nigel
producer,
came and made the whole studio. We actually recorded in a fort and did the sound for it. So yes, they were working together. But one of the lines that we drew before we started recording was that we are going to use only, besides my guitars and Johnny's instruments, we're going to use only Indian instruments, which means we're not going to get drums and
violins,
Western strings.
Yeah,
and
right. Yeah.
All these other rich sounds that we can use from Western instruments. And Johnny was asking, do we have something that could be like a Western drum set, but is not Western? So I was saying, well, we have the Nagara drums.
Yeah.
I know Natuji for more than 20 years, and he's the best and very, very dear friend. So then we got Nagara drums. On the album, we have also his son. His name is Narsilal Solanki. So we have two Nagaras. And the other, which is not here with us, the other tradition which is involved in the project as the Manganyar traditions. The Manganyars are also Muslims, they are gypsies, but they are traditionally playing music and singing for the Hindu Maharajas. So,
yeah, which is one of the interesting things about music in India is how easily it crosses religions. You know, you have Muslims singing, you know, Hindi texts and vice versa, and now you come in as an Israeli musician with some occasionally Hebrew texts. Do the guys learn them phonetically just to be able to sing?
Yes, we're going through a process. Usually when I write the poetries in Hebrew, then I translate the meaning to the guys. We're sitting and talking about the lines, and then everybody's learning it phonetically and starting to sing. It's a very long procedure basically exploring the poetic aspect and then feeling it and then expressing it in singing.
So what language is this this song Who in?
Who is in Hebrew, and when you said about the element of Qawwali is there, but I would guess that from a musical point of view it is very much also Rajasthani, kind of more typical way to unfold a composition. You know, I mean, like Ajmer, where the shrine of the Sufi saint Khwaja Moinuddin Khazan Chishti, it's in Ajmer, which is in Rajasthan.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of influences around there of Rajasthani music. This is how I also came to meet a lot of the other Rajasthani musicians. So it is, like all the other compositions in the album, it is an original composition, but it is corresponding with Rajasthani musical traditions. So the song is Who. Who means in Hebrew, it means him.
Mm-hmm. Him, H-Y-M-N, like a hymn to God, or?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right, let's hear a live performance from the band Junoon. They are here with us in the Soundcheck studio today. This song is called Who.
Thank you.
din mahir ak anakha yakhida mafrida ben haemet la ashlaya o ima
Once again, a live performance from the band known as Junun, and a song called Hu, H-U, which you will find on the album called Junun, credited to Shai Bensoor, Johnny Greenwood of Radiohead, and the musicians of the Rajasthan Express. And Shai, there's a little bit of everything in there. We talked about the Qavali and the brass band and the Rajasthani kind of, you know, those almost like desert blues, Rajasthan being a largely desert state in India. But then there's also this coming together of religions, of Hinduism and Islam, the Sufi sect, and Judaism, all coming together in this larger project. When you set out to do this, did you have any of that in mind, or was that just a happy accident?
See, it was not... I'm not promoting any agendas as such. I just try to express feelings in music and in poetic verses, and the fact that these religions come together, that's in a way it's the soundtrack and the way of my life. Unfortunately, with all the political circumstances in the world, it looks sometimes that it's some sort of a phenomenon or something exceptional,
or a statement
that,
or yeah,
that these things are coming together, but from our point of view, these things are actually not separated,
right,
in the first place. And for people who are believers and for love of God or love of unity, it's all different colors from the same source. So we are just expressing it in our own way.
Now, there's... many years ago, we had a Pakistani band playing here in the studio, also called Junoon, spelled slightly differently. It was J-U-N-O-O-N. What does that word, Junoon, mean?
Junoon basically means madness. It's the name of the project that suddenly became the name of the band. We never planned to form the project and name it as a band. Actually, originally, it was... Basically, we have the Rajasthan Express, which I've expressed the the motifs of what it is made from, and Johnny Greenwood and myself, and the name of the project is Junoon. That was also made into a film by Paul Thomas Anderson.
Right. He was there while you were making the record.
Yes, he was there together with Sharona Katan, who is an amazing visual artist. So she was taking care of the whole visual aspect. Another photographer, his name is Ian Patrick, Nigel Godrich, which I've mentioned, who actually built a studio we recorded in a fort in Jodhpur, and with another friend, his name is Arna, who is also a visual artist, and Sam Pat Davis, who came with Nigel. So we were a bunch of creative artists, each one documenting and expressing his angle of very magical 3 weeks where we got to live in the fort and basically play and record the music. As for your question, Junoon, so the song Junoon, which is featuring the poetry of Hazrat Nawab Khadim Hasan Gudri Shah Baba from Ajmer, which I've also
mentioned him earlier, right?
So it talks about the madness of love. It says, Jaise Junoon ne Muhabbat. Basically, Junoon and Muhabbat, the Muhabbat is love, the Junoon, the madness of Muhabbat. And in Sufi terminologies, the craziness, the madness is something which is positive when it basically leads a person into the unity of God through love. And love is everything, and love is the highest power.
Right.
So it's madness
of
love.
Madness and obsession as a tool to some kind of ecstatic state, or as you say, a state of unity with love and divine and all that kind of thing.
Yes, and I think also, not just from, I mean, it's a very basic thing that I think all of us who experience love, we feel that when we are very passionate about a person or something and love takes place, there is no space for anything else in our heart and mind. So yeah. When love is very dominant, then that sort of a feeling arises.
So Junoon has become the name of this band. Now, as you guys play, you know, to tens of thousands of people, you know, opening for Radiohead, what kind of response do you get from an audience that maybe doesn't know what to expect from you?
I feel it personally. It's very beautiful in a sense. You know, yes, we are supporting Radiohead, so it is not really our stage. Right. We are very honored that Radiohead has took us on this ride. And it's always a very beautiful experience to see that some people who don't know us, at the beginning they stand and they look, and eventually they are swayed in the passion of music.
Yeah.
For me, it's also something that I know by fact. Music has changed my life without knowing. As you mentioned, Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, I used to listen to his qawwalis. I had at that time no idea of what he was singing about. But music maybe crosses the barriers of cultures and language. So music is a language by its own. So when we meet people and they hear our music, somehow we always hope it will reach out. But mm-hmm. for us, this is the main thing, is music.
Yeah. We are speaking with Shai Bensour, who wrote the, there are 13 songs on the record, Junoon, right? And they're all yours. They're all original compositions.
The music is. And the lyrics, the Hebrew lyrics are mine. And those who are in Urdu, or so I said, is by some Sufi saints. And there is also Hindi lyrics from the Hindu saint Mirabai. Hmm. And she was a Hindu mystic from the Bhakti movement in the 15th century. She was a princess from Rajasthan who basically gave up all the richness of the kingdom and the love of Krishna and the love of God, and she was roaming around in the streets and writing the most inspiring poetries. At the time she was outcasted, today she has temples on her name.
Yeah, Mirabai is still a very important figure in Indian culture. Now, where does this next song come from, Chala Vahi Des?
So this is the original music for the poetry of Mirabai, and she's in this song, she's talking about, let's go to that country. This is a country where the beloved resides. And then she is describing the different sort of dresses and ornaments that she will prepare herself, which has a play of poetic elements, because it looks like it's a woman who is getting decorated for a wedding or something very celebrated, but at the same time is waiting for the meeting with the beloved, the meeting with God.
Mm-hmm. So several layers of meaning in the poetry, as is often the case. Let's hear a performance of the piece. We are featuring the band Junoon on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast.
Thank you. Ram Bhava Chala Bhai Desh Chala Bhai Desh Chala Bhai Desh Pritam Bhava Chala Bhai Desh Chala Bhai Chala Bhai Desh, Pritam Bhava Chala Bhai Desh, Chala Bhai Desh, Chala Bhai Desh, Pritam Bhava Chala Bhai Desh, Chala Bhai Desh, Kaho Toka Sumar, Sari Rangu Bhava, Kaho Toka Sumar. रात कटती ही नहीं अब तू आता भी नहीं समझाता भी नहीं यानी हालत पे मेरी रहम खाता भी नहीं यही तस्वीर तेरी मौन से दर्द रही ये निशानी है तेरी जिंदगानी है मेरी जब मैं जिंदा उठूंगा
Junoon, live on the Soundcheck podcast. Chala Vahi Des is the name of the song, text by the Indian Saint Mirabai, music by the guitarist Shai Bensoor. And there's just so much going on, Shai, in, as we've talked about, all these different musical elements coming together in the band. Then when you add Johnny Greenwood to the mix, he's bringing something else yet again, electronics, his own processing and effects and stuff. When you guys are touring with Radiohead, does he generally play with you guys as part of the opening set?
He's quite amazing. He's yes, he plays with us. He goes on sound check with Radiohead, which takes quite some time.
Yeah.
Then he sound checks with us. Then he goes on stage with us. Then he goes for another around 2.5 hours with Radiohead.
So he's his own opening act, basically.
He's just, you know, it's quite amazing that he's so charged. And yeah, so.
Yeah. So the album called Junoon is out there. And there is also the Paul Thomas Anderson, I hesitate to call it a documentary. It's really much more a kind of impression of the city of Jodhpur, right, where you recorded the record. And that's out there as well. What's next? Is this, you know, will there be a follow-up record?
I don't know to say what's next. Somehow everything just happened for us, to be honest. You know, many times you plan many, many things and something completely different takes place. And for us, that is really the story. So we're just hoping always to play as much as we can music. You know, I mean, now we're playing with Radiohead. Sometimes we will play in the temple or in the Zakir Saab and Zaki Saab playing in the shrines. Mm-hmm. And sometimes small concerts, sometimes big concerts. For us, the main thing is just to continue and experience life through music. And the rest is in his hands.
Well, having you guys playing your music here in our studio today has been a real thrill. And I'm thank you all for joining us. And yeah, anytime you're in town, you can always come here and we'd love to have you back. Shai, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
The band is Junoon. This is Soundcheck. That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us. Hola, hola, hola.